The limited passion for Mr. Biden among Democratic constituencies does not appear to be affecting his position against Mr. Trump. Though only 13% of people under 30 said they had a very favorable opinion of the former vice president, that group is backing Mr. Biden over Mr. Trump by 34%. For the moment, voters also appear unpersuaded by one of the primary attack lines Mr. Trump and his party have used against Mr. Biden. The claim that, at age 77, he is simply too old for the presidency. Mr. Trump, 74, has mocked Mr. Biden's mental acuity frequently over the last few months, and his campaign has run television advertisement that cast Mr. Biden as absent-minded and inarticulate. But whatever reservations voters may have about Mr. Biden's age, 3 in 5 said they disagreed with the claim that he was too old to be an effective president. The percentage of voters who agreed, 36%, exactly matched Mr. Trump's existing support in the presidential race. Lindsey Clark, 37, who lives in the suburbs of Salt Lake City, was among the voters who said she would probably vote for Mr. Trump because she was unsure Mr. Biden was, quote, physically and mentally up to the task, unquote, of being president. But Ms. Clark expressed little admiration for Mr. Trump, whom she called unpresidential. Ms. Clark, who voted for a third-party candidate in 2016, said she was hard-pressed to name something she really liked about Mr. Trump, eventually settling on the idea that he expressed himself bluntly. Quote, I was just trying to think if I could think of something off the top of my head that I was like, yes, I loved it when you did that, she said of Mr. Trump. Quote, and I kind of just can't, unquote.